Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Hi, thanks for tuning in. I'd like to start the podcast off today by reading the following quote. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. And that comes from Proverbs 19 and 21 out of the Message translation. Be very particular about the things you say, especially about yourself. If you talk about your ability to accomplish something or complain about your inability to accomplish something, your words will become the building blocks for the mental launching pad that releases you or the mental prison that restricts you. I'm not saying that talking up a good game is all that's needed to be successful. Of course, it takes more than talking. We've got to put in the time and effort to succeed in any pursuit, but the foundation for your success starts in your mouth. Learn to talk positively about yourself. When I pastored a church, I would tell my members to say what the Bible says about them. Passages like Philippians 4 and 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As a technology sales manager, I would encourage the people on my team to put solutions in their mouth and not let their conversations be dominated by their personal gripes or OPP. And for those of you all who don't know, OPP stands for other people's problems, and there are plenty of those out in the world. Long before anything changes in our circumstances, they first change in our soul. Your words are the source of water for whatever grows in the garden of your mind and ultimately the garden of your life. So choose your words carefully. And remember, if you say you can do something or if you say you can't do something, you're right. If you say you're a success or if you say you're a failure, you're right. If you say nothing ever works out for you or if you say things always work out for your good in the end, you're right. The greatest conqueror the world will ever see is the man or woman who conquers themselves. Well, that's our time for today. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward be taken with humility. May each glance backward be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. Have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.